All right, so this is Jonathan Potoshnik. Keep getting the question. I'm losing bids, and I don't know why. I don't know what to do about it. So you could be losing bids on the residential side, or you could be losing bids on the commercial side. I think, regardless, some of what I'm about to say, hopefully it'll be helpful for you. So fact of the matter is, we lose bids. We lose bids all the time. We've lost bids just in the last couple weeks for quite a bit of money. And there's a million different reasons why. Sometimes we think, yeah, we could have done that better. Sometimes we think maybe we messed it up. Sometimes we have no idea why we lost the bid. We can't get an answer. And other times we kind of have a feeling for it. So let me just throw out some reasons why you're going to lose bids. And let me throw out some ideas on how you can try to minimize the potential loss. So we don't have it all figured out. We're still always trying to get a little bit better, trying to improve our process, our bid package. We're always trying to be a little more competitive, but at the end of the day, you're going to lose bids and you're not going to win them all. So first and foremost, accept that. If you win them all, I'd be extremely concerned. You're probably way underbidding. Now, our experience has been that in a lot of cases, the lowest bid's tossed out. That's not always true, but in many cases, the lowest bid is thrown out. So they don't always take the lowest bidder. I think a lot of companies have been burned enough times by taking the lowest price that some of the property managers and some of the other companies, they're looking for a little more than just the low price provider. But at the same time, price is important. So knowing that price is important, especially in a down market when companies and individuals are looking to cut cost, you've got to be very aware of what you're bidding and making sure that you're not bidding more than what the client is asking for. And if you're going to bid more, I feel like it needs to be separated. Or if you're going to put that additional amount of money into a bid, you had better be sure you're sitting down with the decision maker to make certain that they understand why that went in there. Because when they sit down with their bid and compare you to others, and you've got a line item in that bid that nobody else has in their bid, it just makes you look more expensive. And if you could not communicate that to the final decision maker, odds are you're going to lose the bid. So that's what we see a lot. We see a lot of cases where we are dealing with a property management company, or we're dealing with someone, an office secretary or a screener, I call them blockers, but somebody that's keeping us from the decision maker that basically has no vested interest in the decision-making process other than gathering proposals. It's really the worst kind of deal for us. We really don't like them. Sometimes we shy away from them. Because what happens is you're dealing with some individual that is just gathering proposals and they're doing nothing but getting you to provide a line item quote that's as close and easily comparable to all of your competitors as possible so they can simply look at price and make a decision. They probably read your website and maybe they talked to you a bit. But outside of that, they're going to take all that information, they're going to pass it on to the decision maker. He knows nothing about you, and all he's doing is looking at a bunch of proposals and making a decision on first impressions of how the proposal looks, maybe some information that you provided that odds are he doesn't even read, and price. And so what's your chance of winning if you're not the low-cost provider? And if you're the low-cost provider, what fun is that? I really don't recommend being the cheap guy in the industry. I mean, if you're not making money in the business, you might as well get a job or you might as well do something else. So clearly, you need to be pricing your services at a price point where you're competitive. And I won't go into it, but clearly, on top of that, you need to make sure that you're running an efficient organization so you can be competitive. But you're probably not going to be the lowest guy if you're pricing your services right. With that being said, if you're not the lowest price guy or you're not in the bottom of the competition in terms of pricing for whatever number of proposals that your potential client's looking at, you may not win the bid if you didn't get a chance to sit down with the decision maker. So here are a couple quick thoughts on this. One, if you're going to provide a proposal to the decision maker and you're not going to get a deal with the decision maker, I really would not include anything in that proposal that they did not ask for. Very often you'll get a bid spec sheet. This is obviously we're talking about commercial. You'll get a bid spec sheet and you need to bid to spec. I really would not bid over spec. I wouldn't include extra stuff. So if they didn't ask for deep root feeding of the shrubs, don't bid deep root feeding of the shrubs because you think they need it. what you want to do is, if you're going to do that, separate it out and provide it as an additional proposal. But even then, if you can't deal with the decision maker, that's risky. So here's what I think happens oftentimes, and it's very easy. You know what's right. You know what the property really needs. You know the irrigation inspection it needs. You know the number of fertilizations it needs. You know all the things it needs, but the purchasing manager, the property manager, the decision maker, the secretary taking the quotes, they don't have a clue what's needed. They just want the bid based on X, Y, and Z. You firmly believe that they need all these other things, and you're right. So you propose them. Well, all the other guys that might be considered lowballers didn't propose them. They proposed exactly the job spec. Who wins? They win. So one thing I'd encourage you to do if you're losing a lot of business is make sure first and foremost you're only providing job spec. If you want to provide extras, try to get in front of the decision maker to discuss them, educate them. It really comes down to educating. Show them why they've got to have these other things and why what everyone else is proposing is wrong. And if they go that route, they're going to have the same experience they've had every other time. The same reason why they've put the work out to bid, because they're dissatisfied, they're about to get it again because they're not getting these specific services or certain things aren't being performed that need to be performed. That's why, yes, you are slightly more expensive. That's why they need those services. But unless you can communicate that, do not put those in your bid spec. There's no way you're going to win the work. You might consider ideas along the lines of a bid package, something that gives much more information than just a proposal. Really think about how your proposal looks. Put yourself in the perspective of the client. What would you want to see? What would you actually read? What would you just toss to the side and ignore? But think about how can you present a proposal? How can you present a proposal package to a decision maker you may not get to meet, or that you may get to meet for 5 minutes, and when they're sitting down at night looking through your proposal, how can you grab their attention and get them to focus on the things you want them to focus on so that you could, or you are positioned yourself to be the company of choice for them? So think about the fact that they're incredibly busy. They've got a family at home. They're tired. When they're looking at your stuff, they don't give a flip about you. They just want to make this decision and move on to the next thing. So really put yourself in that perspective and figure out how to build your package, your proposal package, in a way that what's most important, the top five things you want them to learn, get read, that they can have a quick summary of your proposal. And if there's specific things you need to point out, that you point them out separately. You don't put them again into your main proposal, because those are just going to make you look more expensive. So that's one thing to think about. Push as hard as you can, though, to get in front of the decision maker. If you can get an opportunity to get in front of the decision maker and teach them, educate them about why you're different, your guarantee, all the things that make you different from everyone else, and why specific services are needed that nobody else has requested, or why specific services have that they're asking for are completely unnecessary, they can be dropped from the bid spec, or why specific services they haven't even considered are imperative if they want to turn around their experience and actually be happy with the company they're about to hire versus the experience they've had for the last many years that have, like I said before, driven them to look for yet a new company. So these are some things to think about. Put yourself into perspective, put together a really good package, put together something they'll actually look at. Be very careful about how you bid your work. Don't get caught up in, hey, they don't understand, they don't know what they're doing, these people are dumb, this is what they need in their bid proposal, and give them that. That's going to ensure you lose the business. So really think through the process and look at it from that perspective. Thanks a lot.